Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is perhaps best known for her efforts to end sexual assault in the U.S. military. That's an issue she made a central part of her 2020 presidential bid before dropping out of the Democratic primary race in August. Gillibrand is the ranking member on the Senate Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee, and earlier this month, she introduced legislation called the War Powers Reform Resolution.
What my bill says is if the president wants to go to war, he has to come to Congress first, get an authorization for the use of military force. That authorization has to be specific to the country, to the mission, and to the enemy. And if he wants to stay or she wants to stay at war longer than 2 years, they have to come back to Congress.
The proposed bill also seeks to overturn the post-9/11 authorizations for the use of military force, which Gillibrand says have allowed presidents to deploy American troops in more than 20 countries without congressional approval.
We don't want to see mission creep. We want to make sure if our men and women are going to harm's way and are making these extraordinary sacrifices, that the American people is behind that mission. And that's what Congress represents. We are the direct representatives of the American people.
Gillibrand spent the past few days visiting service members deployed in Afghanistan and Kuwait, and she says she returns to Washington with a renewed commitment to supporting them. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.